I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Hey, hey, hey. So great to be with you. And I will fully let you know in transparency, I already did an early morning networking meeting. My God, I walked into this space and it was jam packed with people, wall to wall, all dressed up, ready to talk about who they be and what they do out in the world. It's true. You know, I've been talking a little bit on this show about resistance. And one of the things I'm superseding is my resistance, because it's all an illusion anyway. And it's just something I build up in my mind about why I don't wanna, right? So one of the things I haven't wanna to do is networking. But you know what? I'm really pushing myself to get out there and to do it anyway. It's so good for me to press the flesh and meet people. It's so good for me to let more people know what I do, and also to meet other people who have services that are of interest to me. So that's one of the things I'm doing. And then, of course, the other thing is I'm booking myself in a lot of places to speak. I was always the person who only spoke when people came to me, which was great. I had some lovely opportunities over the many years, but now I'm taking it more into my hands and getting more involved. And it's just, all I can say is the saying yes to things like this has created that and more. And the and more is in places and spaces I actually didn't anticipate. And this is so the story of my life. So it's great. I've had some amazing well-known coaches come to me and say, you need to come on board for my one-year program and teach my people in my one-year coaching program about writing a book. Or you need to come into and teach as a contractor how to be interviewed or where to get booked or book people or how to become a bestseller. All the things that I offer. And what it does is it creates ease in my space. And of course, the one-to-many conversation is wonderful. So much easier than the one-on-one. And I love thriving in the masses anyway. I like speaking to a lot of people. So I offer that to you to take a look at anything you're resisting. Understand with love, it's just an illusion. It's a story about why you're resisting and not doing it. And when you say, I'm going to take this on, I'm going to actually make this first in the list, it can change everything, right? Energy can change in a minute. So yes, I am a media visibility expert. I just help people come out of the shadows so that they can have positive visibility in who they are, who they be, their business, their message, and get it out there so their community and world knows about them. A little bit later, I've got Jeff Jones here. He's an expert in stress, trauma, and addiction. You're going to want to stay there to listen to him. And my reminder today is that we all find our freedom when we write up what our values are. That's always one of my top values, freedom. I mean, I really relate to a bird with wings. If I felt trapped, it would really not work for me in any relationship or situation. So freedom is very big for me. And I offer that to you too, to choose, because we're playing a role as a creative participant in life. And we can choose to do this from a state of pure freedom. When you become comfortable creating from the silence of your unbounded awareness, you experience true freedom. And it's more than the freedom to create whatever you desire. It's also freedom from the attachment to your desires and manifestations. So my offering, if you will, my offering today or today's idea is to find your freedom, because it connects you to the state of creativity in perfect freedom. how we can do this. Well, take time today for stillness. Do a walk in nature or meditate. Because as we do these things, our consciousness expands and we move closer to our true state of spiritual freedom, which is enlightenment. The mantra, the thought for today that I offer to you that you can say anytime you remember today or otherwise is, I manifest my desires in freedom. Irene Dunlap said, no one else can choose your attitude for you. Your perspective and choice of attitude gives you the power to be in control. When we come back, Jeff Jones is here. He's an expert in trauma, PTSD, substance abuse, and anxiety. Jeff is a licensed therapist, addiction counselor, interventionist, and family recovery coach. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life? When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast. I've got Jeff Jones here, and he provides addiction navigation for families. Jeff is a licensed therapist, addiction counselor, interventionist, and family recovery coach. Jeff has been featured in Psychology Today, and he has a mission to change our conversation in the addiction recovery space with both professionals and family members. And Jeff says that the bottom line is that healthy family members allow healing to happen in the short term and continue to heal far into the future. If you want to find more out about him and what he offers, go to thefamilyrecoverysolution.com. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Dare to Dream.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show, Debbie.
It is a pleasure. And I want to start with the idea of addiction. There is a quote from Alice Miller, and the quote says, "What is addiction really? It is a sign, a signal, a symptom of distress. It is a language that tells us about a plight that must be understood." I thought that was pretty profound. So I wanted to ask you, Jeff, in your professional estimation and your world and all the people and families that you experience, what actually does addiction mean?
Oh my gosh, that's a really big question. I mean, the rational thinking in our culture, there's some very specific definitions of that, like the American Society of Addiction Medicine is probably the one I refer to the majority of time for that. But it's seen as a brain disease. And, you know, what I've tried to do is acknowledge that reality, of course, and also expand the whole understanding and concept. And so over many years, I've learned from a lot of different people. And there are some different definitions of addiction that are expanded. You know, one that could be something like any behavior that initially brings relief or pleasure, but over time ends up being problematic or harmful, and I try to stop and I can't and I crave it. And so that, like, many behaviors could fall under that category. And you know, I'm raising my hand right now. So.
I like it. So that makes total sense to me. And I think people who are listening might see themselves or someone they know in this, something that starts out as pleasurable and brings relief and then basically ends up controlling you in your life. And you are beholden to it until you do something.
Yeah.
And that's where you come in. So tell me, how do you service people and their families in the addiction space, the recovery space?
Sure. Yeah. Well, as you said in introducing me, I'm a therapist. I'm a counselor. I also do some intervention. And a number of years ago, I just saw patterns over and over again in so many different families, the same patterns, that I got curious about that. And I became a family recovery coach. And the coaching role, I think, has a lot more ability to be helpful to more people, really. And so what I've tried to focus on is the context around addiction and how can we start to see that, recognize that, understand some of the contributing factors, and then understand what we have control over, what we can do differently to create an environment in the family that's inhospitable to active addiction. And what I want people to know is the family really can do things differently to create a different structure that the individual will eventually feel. And so they can do that before the individual has even stopped whatever the behavior is.
I know you're located in Colorado, and when you talk about helping people and their families, do you only help local people, or do you work with people in other locations?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So What I did probably 2.5 years ago is I put a 3-phase program for families online, and then I wrapped a very user-friendly, low-cost community around that, a community that people can come into anonymously. They can build trust at their pace. They can, and in doing that, they practice boundaries. They practice communication skills, all stuff that families would and can integrate into their own family whenever it makes sense to them. So in answer to your question, like right now, everything I do with families is online.
Gotcha. And there's something I'm very curious about with all that you offer, and that is the part about intervention. So when I think about that and that word, I'm thinking that must be really intense to act as the mediator to an intervention. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So, well, there's different kinds of intervention models out there. Probably the first one, I think in like 1935, Vernon Johnson, an Episcopalian priest, created one model that is what I call kind of a surprise model. And that model still exists. That's not something I'm trained in. That's not something I do. I know that model has saved a lot of lives. However, the other side of it is it re-traumatizes people. It re-traumatizes people in the family, and people who don't go into treatment after this kind of intervention, there's a pretty huge wedge between them and their family. So that's one model. Another model is an invitational model, and there's a couple different kinds of that. And so that is something that I'm trained in. And actually what I'm doing online, I have seen can be used to bring the family together. And when they start making change, that can actually be an intervention model. And, you know, once the family gets coordinated and they're on the same page, they can send a unified message to their loved one that is something like, thank you very much for bringing to my attention how much pain I'm in from watching you suffer. I realize I'm suffering too. And I want you to know that this didn't start with you. It didn't start with me. This has been going on a long time in our family. And wow. I've committed to a family healing process. And I would so love for you to be a part of it. And if you're not willing right now, I want you to know we're going to love you anyway. And whenever you are ready, you're welcome to come in. So that's a very different message than the surprise, the confrontation, the, you know, ultimatums, the if you don't do this, then you are never welcome in my house again, and all of the confrontation stuff. So it's kind of on the other end of that continuum.
Oh, I can really hear how powerful that is. And when you describe someone in the family saying, I want you to know, it didn't start with you. This has been going on in our family. It reminds me of the times that I have sat in on what's called a family constellation. I don't know, right? You know what that is?
Yeah. Oh, I do. I love that.
Super powerful. So someone, you know, goes into a room, and of course the person in charge is a great facilitator and well-educated and sort of a shaman. But when they facilitate something like this, often when the person comes with a problem they want to resolve, they will find out that through their lineage, through their ancestors, there's addiction, there's alcoholism, there's things that happened that actually influenced the bloodline down the pike. And here's this person saying, what the heck? I have this pattern running my life and I'm not clear. And then it gets unraveled and there's a little more ease and comprehension there.
Yes. Yes. I love family constellation work. It is very powerful, just like you were saying.
The other thing that I find really fascinating is your use of the word boundaries. I know from way back when Melody Beattie's book, Codependent No More, first came out and made this huge splash, I certainly read it. I actually went to CODA meetings for like 17 years. Uh-huh. And I needed it. I loved it. And I had lots of experiences from Zippo boundaries to suddenly having really strict boundaries to finding my way in the middle ground that, you know, had a lot of grace, but it was clear about taking care of myself. But all of that to say, I know a lot of people, I have a lot of friends who do powerful things in the world, and they still have issues around this. So I love you to address boundaries, both addiction, recovery, all of that, because I think we can get a lot out of that conversation.
Yeah. Well, that's a huge conversation. I love the way you spoke of it and your own process of kind of going from what you said is like Zippo boundaries to rigid boundaries to then, you know, finding what would work for you in a given situation. That is so, so important because, you know, with addiction, there's no one silver bullet for me in talking to a parent to say, well, you know, there are addiction professionals who can just guide people through a situation and say, do this, do this, do this kind of thing. But unfortunately, the parent oftentimes, they're not really learning how to use their own boundaries. They're just doing what they were told. And then when that relationship is over, when they don't have connection with that person who's telling them anymore, they go back to whatever they were doing before. You know, and so the process that you mentioned there to go from one end of the continuum, which you, I think you called Zippo to rigid, to finding what really works in a given context, that's so important because the gift of addiction for family members is they are in a situation where they have an opportunity to connect with themselves and be real in a way they've never done before. And so there's a huge potential for family members to make transformation here, really. So them setting their own boundaries and practicing it and having a community of people to, you know, first off, talk about what they're going to do and then go do it and then come back to their community of people and say what they did. Like, that's the beauty of the online community is that it's like, and it's like $50 a month. This is not a big expense here. So people can practice boundaries and they have people to check back in with and people to say, you know, other people to reflect something like, wow, I was in a similar situation a year ago and I tried this and this and this didn't work for me, but this thing did. And, you know, it's all about just idea generation and people being heard and then practicing their own boundaries. And over time, you know, they will get better with this.
Yes, absolutely. I've had people obviously set boundaries with me over the years as well. And there are certain ways that it's happened that I'm incredibly uncomfortable with. And there are certain ways that it's happened that I can really receive the other person. And I'll tell you frankly that when somebody has ownership, right, and when they use the I statement, say, I feel this. I'm triggered because in my past, da 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 da. So you know, this is how I felt and this is what I would love in the future. And this is, you know, and also I want to say not only that, but when somebody creates a safe space and says, I really love you. I really treasure our relationship and I think you're amazing. And when this happened, I really felt uncomfortable because it made me feel da 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 da. And I would really like in continuing our relationship in the future that this happens instead. Yeah. When that's the conversation, I'm in. I gotta love this person. First of all, I love them for setting it straight and being real. I like knowing these things about people, and they've made it okay for me to step into the conversation to say, hell yeah, to understand them better, see maybe something in me that did need correcting, or just that where they're sensitive and I didn't get it. But I know the ability to heal something like that is immediate when it's approached like that. And it's a great invitation for me to play.
Yeah. The other kind of like around the edges of this conversation or what I'm thinking of, one is, you know, being really clear. And then the other is it's really easy to be vague. And when I say easy, I think a lot our language is such that we can be vague. And when we're vague, the potential for people to feel shamed,
definitely,
even if we're not shaming them, or the potential to, you know, say one thing but shame someone, that exists. And so, and as I'm sure you know, and so many of the listeners, I mean, shame is a really big part of addiction, too. So clarity with our language and then following up our language with our behavior, like the boundary thing that you're talking about, there's huge potential here for learning, for change, for transformation.
Yes, 100%. I didn't grow up with hearing any kind of healthy boundaries or having them certainly in my household or be supported in that. And I know when I finally started to broach this, I had to get out of pain because not having boundaries caused me to take it out on myself. I'm sure people act out in lots of ways, but for me, it was self-imploding. And so that pain got great enough, clearly was not going to work in the long term. And then I had to supersede, you're not going to love me, you're going to leave me. The second I open my mouth and tell you the truth, I'm going to be alone and you're going to leave because my truth will not be acceptable. Oh my God, what a hurdle to find my voice in the midst of that or in spite of that.
My hand is raised. Yes. Yeah.
It's raised in solidarity.
it's raised in, oh my gosh, Debbie, I can relate. I have a story similar, you know, so.
Awesome. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'd like to hear that story. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can get your free report on publicity, how to become the go-to expert, and how you can be interviewed on media. Go to debbiedashinger.com, opt in, boom, you're going to get it right in your mailbox. We don't sell your stuff. It's D-E-B-B-I, D as in David, A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R.com, go-to expert, how to be interviewed on media. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger, host of the syndicated award-winning radio and podcast show, Dare to Dream. Do you have a dream inside of you? Dare to Dream is all about making people successful in a changing world. And the mantra is dare to create your dreams into your reality. In fact, dare to live bigger than what seems possible, because you can. We're live every Wednesday at 12 Pacific time on BBS Radio. You can also listen on iTunes, Player FM, iVoox, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn Radio. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. As Justin Shank, our subscriber, wrote, an absolute rock star host who gets great conversation from her guests, motivation, inspiration, and insightful advice in this Do Not Miss Dare to Dream podcast. We look forward to connecting with you live every Wednesday. Dare to Dream.
Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. You're invited to receive a visibility strategy session. It's a call, and it moves your business forward. The session helps you get clear on what's holding you back and uncover how to better reach your clients. We're accepting applications, so send your interest to daretodreamradio@gmail.com. daretodreamradio@gmail.com. If you feel like Moses wandering around the entrepreneurial desert, imagine how helpful it will be to have a 45-minute call with a visibility media expert. If you're ready to get direction for books, web presence, bestsellers, media, and interviews, get your visibility strategy session today. Put the words visibility strategy session in the subject and email daretodreamradio@gmail.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream, and I'm interviewing Jeff Jones at the FamilyRecoverySolution.com. FamilyRecoverySolution.com. So, yeah, we said in the last segment, Jeff, something about a journey. I figure if somebody works professionally in addiction, it probably means they've had their own experience with addiction. I would love to know a little bit about how you got here and if that's true for you.
Sure. Yeah, it is true for me. The first thing I want to say is thank you for repeating the web address, but it's thefamilyrecoverysolution.com. So, but like my journey, I experienced the trickle down of addiction from my grandfather's addiction to my mother's trauma to her constructing, organizing, running the family that I grew up in, which really limited my own ability to thrive. Essentially, I grew up with defensive coping mechanisms that I learned from my mom. But actually, it really even started before that. So, and you know, in writing my story, it's like what I remember about being born is my mom was laying on a gurney with a sheet over her in a hospital. She had an epidural. And she was completely numb. And you know, the nurse was going by going, how you doing? How you doing? And my mom's reading a magazine. Oh, I'm fine. And all of a sudden, the nurse lifts up the sheet and like, oh, my, someone wants to come out.
Wow.
So that is a big part of my story. One is, you know, I was in that drug-induced environment context, and I was waiting patiently. Kind of things. And my voice was not heard. The signal, like I was not heard there. So, As a child, that went further, but that's kind of where it started.
Wow, powerful how that plays out, that moment of inception into the world and everything that's happening in that moment, and then how I'm sure that played out, not having a voice, being so patient on the sidelines.
Well, you know, at the age when children normally speak, I spoke at a much later time. And the story that I remember, I have a sister who's a year older than I am, and she would speak for me. And an example that I remember hearing from my mom would be, I would say something that, you know, she couldn't understand, like goo goo gaga or whatever. And my sister would say, oh, he wants a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I would get one. And I was just thrilled. So it's like there's some, you know, definite childhood stuff there. And then even growing up as a, you know, a teenager and young adult and stuff like that, there was always the situation where I wasn't being heard. And actually with what I'm doing right now, I'm well outside of the box of the normal way to approach addiction in the family. And I'm in the process of writing a book and getting it out there to get my voice heard, to get this idea heard. I'm like trying to change the paradigm, change the way people think about addiction. So it's like, it's in some ways I can laugh about it now, but so I'm still in my transformational journey, Debbie.
Me too. I really appreciate you sharing that, because that's a lot of my story, Jeff. Growing up in a family system where I was not seen, not heard, was never told I was special. I had a completely absent father from the household, not even there, and a mother who raising two kids and just emotionally vacant. So, you know, it had a lot of impact because I came here to live out loud, right? I came here with the soul DNA to be in front of people on a microphone, on a camera, on a stage. And imagine that. And then what goes on in one's head before and while you're doing something like that. Very difficult. So interestingly enough, the beginning, many decades of my life, I just did it. And I was great at it. It wasn't until I got older and more healed. The more I healed, the more the voices could come forward. It's like, oh, okay, this is actually really uncomfortable and awkward. And I have to find a way now to deal with the voices and still get out there.
Yeah.
I really understand when you say you're still in transformation, and maybe we will be our whole life having to have that piece that says, nope, no voice. And then the next piece that says, yes. And in spite of that, thank you for sharing, we're still moving forward.
Yeah. So the other piece of that story that I forgot to say that I think is crucial is my grandfather was the person in my life that showered more love and attention upon me than anybody. And I felt seen. I felt special. Like I knew that I was loved by him. And he was this big, gruff, booming voice man. And so from a, you know, psychology standpoint, that's called intergenerational transmission, where like what happened there in that showering of love and attention is that in some way I got to carry the grief and pain for the whole family.
Oh.
And in that way, I become most vulnerable in the family to, well, how does someone deal with, you know, huge amounts of grief and pain that aren't theirs? Mm. And it's like, oh my God, we live in a society. There's so many choices that I have to numb it, you know? So, of course, I had my own drugs and alcohol and addiction experience. I never went to a treatment center. I didn't go that traditional kind of route, but I definitely, you know, got the transmission.
Mm. Whoa, this is so big. I love this because this is something I need to share from stage soon. And I don't love pulling back the curtain on this. And I feel like you just filled in a piece I never understood. For me as well, I had an amazing grandfather, completely connected, shower with love, phenomenal human. And I felt very listened to and seen and adored. And I never considered the part that I became the conduit for the family to express that sadness, loneliness, grief, all of that.
Yeah. Oftentimes there's one person in a family who feels more emotions than anyone else. And other people in the family can be looking at them like, what's wrong with you? You know, and they can be like an emotional lightning rod for feelings, and they feel like there's something wrong with them. And from the boundary standpoint that we were talking about before, mm-hmm. you know, when that person has no boundaries, they're a sponge to everything. And so learning boundaries is crucial. And that's not something I learned in my family, obviously.
Yeah, totally. You know, you mentioned trauma. You mentioned some of what your mom was going through and being. I know that one of your expertise is in better management of one's nervous system. I think this is so important because we live in a time where our nervous system is chronically maxed out.
Right.
Can you talk about that and maybe some ways that we can work with that so we don't have to be that so adrenally dysfunctioned?
Yeah. Wow, well that, you know, you hit the nail on the head there, because largely what I try to do with families is to help them recognize the impact to them, which is largely their nervous system and all the chaos that's going on around them, the impact and how they're dealing with it inside. So, you know, what I try to do is, one, well, I have videos in the community and people can look at it at their own pace whenever they're ready, but to educate people, you know, about what's happening with the nervous system, and actually as the chaos around us goes up and up and up, the baseline for our nervous system just keeps climbing. And there's like the normal nervous system, if there is such a thing, calm, warm, relaxed. And then there's what's called a window of tolerance up to, and I'm thinking of a graph when I say like a line of overwhelm, but at some point the body is going to become overwhelmed. And you know, that's called the window of tolerance. And as we get more stressed and more stressed and more stress, our window of tolerance becomes smaller and smaller. And even a small thing, we can react to it as a big thing. And really all that's going on there is our baseline is increased so much that anything is going to trigger us. So all of the things like, you know, meditation, going for walks, all the self-care stuff is so, so important. And I really can't emphasize that enough. And that may sound very general and vague, but in the society that we live in, it is so important. Like I have a meditation practice every day, probably like a lot of people listening to the show do. And I used to think about it as, oh, this is just a nice little thing that I'm doing. And now it's more like, hey, this is, you know, life and death. This is really important to my own mental well-being. So,
So self-care is the great message here, folks. Well, we're going to head to a break. And when we come back, we'll be finding out more from Jeff about maybe some things that you can do, some tips you can incorporate besides the meditation and all the ways we can care for oneself. Subscribe to Dare to Dream. Of course, we're here on BBS, my website, debbiedashinger.com, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, YouTube, TuneIn. Leave a 5-star review. It really counts because people who need to hear this show know to tune in. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Debbie from the award-winning Dare to Dream radio and podcast, heard live every Wednesday at 12 noon. Question, do you want to be a published author? If so, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. Author spots are available to be featured in this book. Just go to debbied.net/anthology. That's debbied.net/anthology. The compilation book is going to receive global distribution, and it's going to be launched to a guaranteed international bestseller. I Am Still Here Anthology is seeking men and women authors. First-time writers or seasoned authors can apply. Go to debbied.net/anthology. Become a published best-selling author this year. debbied.net/anthology. Hi, it's Debbie Dashinger from the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast, heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. You're invited to receive a visibility strategy session to move your business forward. The session is going to help you get clear on what's holding you back, uncover how to better reach your clients. Send your interest application to this email, daretodreamradio@gmail.com. If you feel like Moses, wandering around the entrepreneurial desert, imagine how helpful it will be to have a 45-minute call with a visibility media expert. Ready to get clear? Ready to get direction for books, web presence, bestsellers, media, and interviews? Book your visibility strategy session today. Email daretodreamradio@gmail.com and put the words visibility strategy session in the subject.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by. Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio and Podcast. I've got Jeff Jones here, and he is at thefamilyrecoverysolution.com. So, Jeff, I want to ask you, because this is Dare to Dream, What do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Oh, wow. Thanks for the question. That's a huge one. Well, the process that I'm in right now in getting this community model out into the addiction recovery space is huge, because I really see where it has potential to be duplicated over and over, and it fills a gap that I've seen for many, many years. And, you know, that gap really supports families being in a much more empowered role for them to come up with solutions. So,
cool. That's perfect. So let's go to a solution. I know you mentioned you have a process that can help people calm down. Boy, does that sound good. So yeah. Would you share that process?
Yeah. So real quick, the linear three-phase model for families is recognize, resource, realize. And then the non-linear aspect of that, any individual can do moment by moment, whatever's happening, is to recognize what all's going on around them, like what's the external stuff, and then internally recognize the impact. What are my body sensations? What's going on inside of me? And then resource themselves by externally, they could step out of the room and say, hey, I need 5 minutes to take care of myself. And internally, they can like take conscious, deep breaths into their belly, which engages their parasympathetic nervous system, which slows the body down. And when it does that, they have more blood flow to their cortex to where they can make best decisions. So then they can realize what's their next best step in that moment. So that's the three-phase process that's circular.
Is there a way people can remember to do that? Is there some kind of mantra or something that just sort of sparks them to go, oh, this is happening. I need to step away.
Yeah. Well, I know for myself, this is something I've practiced for years. So for me, how I do it is I just take one big breath, slow breath, deep, and I think of the word recognize. So for me, that's how I do it. And that's a good question. If there's a mantra kind of thing, but that's where I'm at with it.
Okay. I like the word. That works. And just listening to you, I'm so curious, what drives you, Jeff, to succeed in recovery, in addiction, in doing the work that you do?
Oh, my gosh. Well, a lot of people are dying every day in our country. And so the normal traditional approach to addiction, I want to acknowledge there's a lot of people on the front line. There's a lot of people doing good work. And the majority focus is on one individual. And, you know, when that happens, then the context around the addiction gets missed. The family gets missed. I've started to refer to addiction as addiction disruption. It acknowledges that, hey, there's a field there around the addiction, and really we need to pay attention to that field. So what drives me really is I really believe that when families have a better understanding of what the contributing factors are around them, and they really come together and acknowledge that and go forward with how they can create conditions in their own family that's inhospitable to active addiction, that this can actually, one, decrease the relapse rates for people who come back from treatment, they're new in recovery. I really believe that when the family is tuned in to, they need to make changes in how they interact, in what they do in the family. This can be felt by the individual. And when many families are doing this, it's like right now, the people who are out there speaking about addiction are people who are in their own recovery. Mm. And that's it. And they're leading in this country. And actually, family members have huge experience, and they too can be a part of this movement.
Thank you for doing the work you do, Jeff, and thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing your brilliance.
Thank you, Debbie.
I end today's show with this quote from Russell Brand. The mentality and behavior of drug addicts and alcoholics is wholly irrational until you understand that they are completely powerless over their addiction, and unless they have structured help, they have no hope. Next week on Dare to Dream, I'm featuring Jim Padilla, who runs Gain the Edge Now. If you're ready to get 40% and more in launch sales without making sales calls, if you want a heart-centered sales team, if it's your time to hire and train a team, you're going to want to tune into next week's interview with Jim. I mean, this guy's worked with Tony Robbins and more, so he's the real deal. You'll check us out. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at Deb on the Radio. It's youtube.com/Deb on the Radio. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and go to debbiedashinger.com for your free publicity report and to become the go-to expert and be interviewed on media. Go out there and create your dreams.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.